Welcome to Dog Travel Experts. I'm Tracy Hotchner, here with my co-host Paris from DogTipper.com, who is a travel expert, with great ideas and advice about getting out of the house with your dogs, whether it's around the block or around the world. We'll answer any question right here tonight, 888-627-6008, or you can send them by email to RadioPetLady@gmail.com. You can also send your mailing address for a sample of Whole Life Pets freeze-dried protein treats for cats and dogs. We'd like to thank our sponsors and let you know we've invited these companies to be here. Dog Travel Experts is a production of Eight Paws LLC and LT Media Group LLC, which are solely responsible for its content. Give us a call, 888-627-6008. That's 888-627-6008. We'd love to hear from you. And stay tuned right after the show for The Expert Vet with Dr. Donna Spector, right after this show. Hey, Paris, it's great to be back with you. You're back from Maryland, where you were at Blog Paws, which, of course, your average person doesn't know what that is. And all the people in the pet writing world are like, that's the center of the universe, right?
It was a big deal. We were in Virginia, actually. We were in Tyson's
Corner. Virginia.
Close. It's all close there. We were in Tyson's Corner, Virginia, so right outside of D.C., and spent three nights up there. There were about 500 people at the conference, all pet writers and brands, and then a lot of dogs. Many people had brought dogs, so it was a very fun conference.
Sort of curious that they come there to learn about being a better blogger and writing, and wouldn't you be distracted if you had your dog with you in a hotel?
You know, I think it depends a lot on the dog. You know, some of the dogs are so used to traveling all the time with people. So they're, you know, the people were able to go ahead and do their business. Of course, they have a dog park set up. So people could leave their dog at the dog park, go ahead and attend their sessions, talk with brands, talk with other people. And, you know, their dog's taken care of. Now, our dogs, you know, they like more of a country setting. You know, I always try to select trips that I know our dogs will like, you know, that involve swimming and hiking and things like that. But, you know, if somebody's got a dog that enjoys city activities, this would have been a better fit for them.
Or if they enjoy just sitting by your feet. I mean, there are those people whose dogs, just their pet dogs, sort of act like a service dog. You know, when you're sitting someplace and talking with people, they just go to sleep. They just go by your feet and they go to sleep, and they're so good. They aren't expecting you to send a ball across the floor.
That's it. You know, it's all depending on your dog's energy level and your dog's interests. And, you know, it's fun, I think, traveling with your dogs in that kind of a conference setting because they're such a good icebreaker, too. You know, it's so easy to meet people when you do have your dogs. And I walked up and talked with a lot of people. I noticed their dog from across the room and go talk to them. And, you know, it might not have been a person I would have thought to, I'm going to stop and make sure I talk to them. But, you know, their dogs are magnets, you know.
Maybe when you and I go to Vegas to Super Zoo in July, we should bring our dogs. Yeah, right. I don't think so.
It's
yeah, that'll give people a good reason
like
to come
do.
Over. What's Radio Pet Lady Network? But they don't really care. They just want to see the cute dogs. We have a new special friend of the show. I don't know if you know this, but you introduced me to the celebrity pug, Phoebe Rose, and her mom, Sheila, is calling in from New Mexico. Sheila, welcome to Dog Travel Experts.
Hi, Tracy. Thank you. I'm so excited to be on your show, and special hi shout out to Paris.
Well, we're so very excited to have a celebrity pug, because to us, sort of all pugs are a celebrity in their own mind. Wouldn't you say that's true?
Oh, absolutely. Without a doubt. Mm-hmm.
So talk a little bit about your very cool website and your amazing pug who is being very kind and waiting for dinner so that you can call us.
Yes, as it is right now, as it stands right now, she is pacing back and forth because we are at least 20 minutes past her official dinner time. But I let her know this is very important and she's just going to have to tough it out. But, you know, it's a perfect segue to introduce Phoebe Rose and Posh Pet Travel, which is what I do, luxury pet travel writing, because Paris was, and you were just speaking about what happens with these dogs. You take them places, and they're outside dogs, they're country dogs. You know, how does it work when you take them to, let's say, the pet blogs conference and stuff? And I can empathize that must be difficult. My experience is with city dogs, highly socialized. Little foo-foo lap dogs, service, like that are like service animals.
Right. They're just used to being with humans all the time. Now, the posh travel, is it that when you travel, really cool places that will welcome your dog?
Absolutely. That's what the whole thing is about, Tracy.
Oh, my
gosh. I just
stumbled
on this niche writing market. A few years ago, I was living in L.A. I'd lived there for many years. My daughter moved to Austin, Texas, and she had dropped off her dog with me a few years before. That's Phoebe Rose. Because she was working long hours, Phoebe Rose ended up becoming part of my household. So we were traveling to see her, and the recession has really affected hotels and motels that normally wouldn't even be pet friendly. They are now accepting dogs, cats, whatever.
Interesting. So it's the recession.
Oh, yeah.
They have rooms to fill, and they figured, well, maybe if we can't have a smoker, we'll have a dog.
Exactly. And they were letting in dogs that I have to be honest with you, Tracy, that even I was thinking, oh, this dog has never been out of his backyard. But whatever. So what I found was, there is a huge niche market, ever growing, ever expanding, because so many of us, I'm referring to myself, baby boomers, we like to travel with our surrogate furry children. You know, we're empty nesters. You know how that goes? And even they've done surveys. A lot of young couples now are choosing, rather than having children, they're just having pets.
Really?
That's
there's
true.
A survey that said that? Well, certainly nobody wants to travel with their small child. I know all of you folks do it. I've seen people with the small, you know, like to your kneecap sort of height child going on vacations or to I don't know, museums and places like, oh, my God, I'd really rather have a dog. It's hard.
Exactly.
Definitely a four-legged child is different.
Oh, you know, I've been at a number of hotels with Phoebe Rose, and she's one of those dogs that just sits there patiently and quietly, and we're watching some kid having a tantrum, and I'm sitting there thinking, oh, this is so much better, because I remember back in the day traveling with my daughter, and I'm like, oh, yes, this is the way to go. But I just wanted to let your listeners know that there is an expanding number of historic and luxury and unique hotels that are pet-friendly. And so we stay at these hotels. I review all of their amenities.
Wow.
I also have on my website what to look for when you're going to stay in a pet-friendly hotel, because some are pet-friendly and some are pet-indulgent. And you want to feel that your pet is not just tolerated but actually welcome.
That's a really good point. Paris, you once pointed this out. I mean, you couldn't be a better special friend to our show, because our show is all about what you're talking about. But Paris, you once pointed out, is it a pet-tolerant hotel or a pet-welcoming hotel? And boy, there's a really big difference, right,
Sheila?
There is
a big difference between
and I like that indulgence.
Yeah,
like the Four Seasons, which is, we're talking high-end price, but they give you a dog bed. I think you go home with it, a dog bowl. They have a room service menu for dogs. I mean, I'm just telling you the one I know about because my friend took her little Jack Russell Rocco there. There's a dog walking service. Do you find this in a number of places, Sheila?
Oh, yes, I do. I've got stories that people don't believe, but I got the pictures to prove it. I've got
okay,
room
tell us a good
cards.
One. Tell us a good one. People want to live
okay,
vicariously.
That's right.
Okay. Well, when I travel with Phoebe Rose, it's kind of like being an assistant to Kim Kardashian. This is the sort of the experience that I have, you know. And as you know, as women, as we get more mature, we're not going to get the same, let's say, attention we got back when we were really young. But it's okay. Just get yourself a cute little dog, and you are going to feel like
it.
A celebrity just being with this dog.
I think this was probably
like the gold standard of hotels, and I believe it was the Intercontinental in San Francisco.
Okay.
There was a knock at the door, and it was room service, and I looked through the keyhole. They had this big cart just laden with things, and I said, oh, no, I didn't order room service. You know, usually I get comped a room when I do my pet travel writing.
Right.
You know, sometimes I get a few extras, but usually not. And so they said, oh, no, this is for Phoebe Rose. So I'm like, oh, great. Phoebe Rose is now ordering room service. I'm going to have to pay for it. So I open up the door, and there was these two very sweet Asian gentlemen in their beautiful little white coats and everything. They pushed in this cart that was laden with okay, a plate that had the Golden Gate Bridge drawn on in icing and truffles. And then there was a bottle of wine with two glasses. Now, I get this quite often. It still puzzles me when management knows it's just myself and Phoebe Rose, and yet I get the two glasses and the bottle of wine. That's okay. But I think the topper was they had downloaded a photo of Phoebe Rose from one of, you know, from my website, and they had put it in a silver frame.
No.
That's so nice.
That's what I said. Now, that was really going above and beyond, not to mention a number of the upscale hotels. Their staff will babysit frequently,
yes.
Not charge.
Yes.
They will watch your pet.
No charge?
This is kind of on the down low, but when you are staying at a real high-end hotel, when you're spending $400 a night,
right.
they want you to come back. They want
Good
the
point.
Word of mouth. They want their review on TripAdvisor. So if you call up
right.
in the morning, I'm not a morning person. She needs to go potty. So if you call down to the front desk, they will send somebody up to take your dog potty.
Oh, my God. Here's who we have to hook.
I
think it's amazing. Paris, you know who we have to hook Sheila up with? We have another special friend of the show. Meanwhile, I'm just like dripping with envy. My dogs are all 100 pounds. I'm never going to get to go to any of these places or do any of this fun stuff.
I don't want to be negative, but you're absolutely right.
I know. I need to get an
orchid dog. Unfortunately, you got to have, even Phoebe Rose, you know, she's pushing, I hate to say them, but she's pushing 30 pounds. But, yeah, you want to have a smaller dog. It's just, you know. Yeah.
But here's who we have to hook you up with. One of our special friends is called Sit and Stay Global, and she is an ex-stewardess for humans who's now a stewardess for private jets where people are traveling with their dogs. And she is there as the attendant for the dog, for dog safety on the flight. But when you arrive, she's also the nanny for the dog. But I think they need to know some of the amazing hotels that you've written about, because in the end of the day, they still got to go to a hotel that will accept the dog, right? Right, Paris?
That's right. That's right. So I think that's a good combination.
I love this. Oh, I can't wait. You know what? Just when you think you've heard about most of the things that are available,
yes.
This is like taking it to a new level.
I know. Yes. And she's great. And she's totally unpretentious. Her name's Carol. She was on, I think, last week, Paris.
She called in.
Great tips. We had a wonderful listener, Gil, who travels a lot with his seeing eye dog. And she was giving him all these tips about a harness that he could use on the airplane because of turbulence and Satch the dog could get hurt. But then she was going to Rome. And you're like, okay, you're going to Rome on a private jet. And it was Sammy the lab. And her job was to keep him out of the Trevi Fountain. Ha ha. But she wasn't kidding. So I think you need... with your fabulous travel to have like the best hotels in Rome that will take a dog or any hotel.
You are reading my mind. I've actually been teaching Phoebe Italian and she's doing quite well. and this is true. This is not a lie. This is true.
Phoebe has just been everywhere, hasn't she?
Oh my God.
She has been around, and let me just say this. I want to do like a testimonial for Paris. I just adore Dog Tipper.
Oh, thank you.
And I just adore Paris, so the combination.
Oh.
It really is lovely to be. She is. She's great. She boosts everybody. She's always looking out for other people, you know, and like, what can I help you with? What can I help get the word out about? Sheila, we got to go to a break, but we want you to say again the name of your website. Now, everyone should know that you got to go to the Dog Travel Experts page of RadioPetLady.com because that's where you'll find our special friends. So if you need to know the great hotels
to be on your page, really excited. Thank you.
Well, we're excited to have you there because you're part and parcel of the whole reason for this show, right? So that way, anyone who's going somewhere, you know, if you're going to go on the trip and you were going to spend $200 on a hotel, because nowadays it's really hard to spend less than that.
Spend
the extra $100 and go to one of the posh places. Get yourself, you know, like a silver frame, a personalized dog bowl, dog walking. It just sounds divine. Say the name of your website again, Sheila.
Okay. My website Phoebe, she's getting a little upset here. Our website is posh pet travel.
Okay, so your job, if you accept this mission, is to find me a hotel somewhere that would take a 100-pound dog. Of course, then there's the hilarious part. How many 100-pound dogs would they?
It's really not a problem, Tracy, because there are a number of hotels that have no weight limit.
All right, so we're good. Will you call in next week or whenever you can again and give us like a real live list? Because we want to do shout outs to those hotels. We want everyone to know about it. We want to send them customers to support their kindness.
And I would love to hear if you've been.
I'm thinking a list of hotels that will accept large and lovely dogs, over 80 pounds, that type of thing.
Yeah, over 75, that'd be cool.
Yeah, because we were talking about Kempton the other day.
That's right. I put a little on the podcast of the show. I even said, and Paris talked about Kempton Hotels. I don't even know what they are, but I got to love them for it. We got to go to a break, Sheila, and you know that Phoebe Rose is really getting cross. She needs her dinner. But we want you to call in next week, any week, every week. Give us tips. We all want to be told to go where to go, okay?
Absolutely. I look forward to it. Thank you so much for your time. And
it's a pleasure. Travel safe and travel posh. Have a
That's
great
our motto. Thank you.
Take care. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
We're going to go to a break. When we come back, we would love to hear from you all. 888-627-6008. Give us a call. We'll be right back. This show is brought to you by Waruva, a privately owned company that makes pet food in a human food facility, so it's good enough for you to eat. All the flavors of Waruva, Cats in the Kitchen, and their more economical BFF, Best Feline Friend brands, are great for finicky little dogs and choosy cats, especially those who are trying to transition away from dry foods, which Waruva chooses not to make because carbohydrates are inappropriate for an obligate carnivore, and they believe your pussycat deserves to eat as well as you do. This show is supported by the Pheromone products Feelaway for cats and Adaptil for dogs. Pheromones are chemical communicators that are a natural signal of comfort in your pet's brain. Adaptil can help with problems like separation anxiety in dogs, and Feelaway diffusers can reduce problems in a multi-cat household. Veterinary behaviorists often recommend Feelaway and Adaptil as stress relievers to solve behavior problems. Pheromones can help adopted cats and dogs make the adjustment to their new home and comfort young puppies and kittens who've just left their litters. Look for Feelaway and Adaptil at RadioPetLady.com, where you can buy them from Dr. Sean's online store, PetCareNaturally.com. This show is also brought to you by Nordic Naturals for people and their pets. Research shows that even the best diets are deficient in the essential fatty acids found in their omega-3 oils. Nordic Naturals uses sustainably sourced wild fish from healthy stocks with third-party testing to guarantee purity and freshness. Nordic Naturals Omega Pet products bring the same health benefits to the cats and dogs in your family when you add Nordic Naturals omega-3 fish oil to their bowls every day. We are back. You're listening to Dog Travel Experts. I'm here with Paris, the dog travel expert, and we'd love to answer any questions you have, or maybe you know the names of some posh hotels that would take a large dog. You can beat Sheila to it and let us know. 888-627-6008. Paris, we got a question. A couple of the questions that we got this week are kind of right on target with posh pet travel, or at least hotel travel. This one came from Tina. What questions should you ask if you're contacting a pet-friendly hotel about a possible reservation?
That is a very good question, you know, because all of our dogs are different sizes, of course, and different breeds. And many of the hotels have got restrictions, either weight restrictions, like we were just talking about, or even breed restrictions, where they will not accept dogs either of a certain breed or look like they're of a certain breed.
So in other words, that profiling against pit bulls is what I'm guessing you're saying. That if they think it's a pit bull, there is this misconception in society that pit bulls are dangerous dogs.
Exactly. You know, and that's the most common breed that I see listed with breed restrictions at hotels, although I have seen others. The other day I was on one, and they listed Rottweilers, Dobermans, Pit Bulls. There was one other, maybe American Staffordshire Terrier, which many people would call Pit Bull. And if they were of any of those breeds or a mix of any of those breeds, then you would ask to be to leave without getting a refund.
Wow.
So, you know, that's quite strict. And so it's really a good idea to check with the hotel, not just for your dog's weight restrictions, but if there are any breed-specific restrictions.
And because that's the case, you probably should call back a second time. Remember, we talked about this, that you can get the answer from the night manager or the gal that just got hired 3 weeks ago, and it isn't the right answer. So
they are
distracted. They're not paying close attention to your question. You know, someone else has their attention. You get there and you say, well, I spoke to someone, and they're like, well, that was wrong. Or what was their name?
Exactly.
And even if you knew where the name was Sally, they can go, Sally, she doesn't work here anymore. Or Sally, that idiot. Or Sally, come out here. Did you tell this lady she could bring this dog in here? Well, she can't. So
Yes. You
kind of want to probably actually get it in writing, I'm thinking.
I think the more you can do in writing, you know, go ahead. If you can go ahead and book the hotel online after a call, put things in the comment mm-hmm. section specifying mm-hmm. number of dogs, the size of dog, the type of dog. You know, the more you can get on that reservation request, the better. And then follow up with a phone call, get names, get the date. Because so many times we make our reservations far in advance, especially for peak summer times. You know, you're already making those reservations for
right.
July and August. Well, those people may not
be
there.
What if they had a bad experience with a dog? You know, all it takes is one bad experience and they go, yeah, I thought so. This is what all those dogs are like.
Exactly.
One bad experience, whatever it might be. And then they come up with a breed restriction or even a size restriction that they didn't have 6 months before.
Exactly.
The other thing is, what about the deposit for room cleaning? Often it's not refundable. And the fancier the hotel, the pricier. It's not really a deposit against damage. It's cleaning
fee. That's right. I mean, that's one of my pet peeves, is the use of the word deposit being used when it is not refundable. If it's not refundable, it's a fee, you know,
that's right.
Just call it a fee. And I think it's really important too for travelers to get it identified. Is that per dog? Is that per day? Is that per stay? You know, I see every kind of combination, you know.
That's a great point, Paris, because if the hotel was being sleazy, they could charge you that fee per day when it's a cleaning fee. And obviously it should only be a one-time fee. It's sort of like, I don't know if you've ever been in those hotels. You're such a maven for travel. There was a moment in time, it happened to me in Mexico the first time, I don't know if it's still done, that there was a per-day charge for the in-room safe.
Yes.
That is madness.
That.
Do they charge for the toilet? I mean, these are parts of the room. And in this case, I had nothing to put in the safe. It was Mexico. I actually didn't even trust the safe, to be honest with you. Kept everything with me. Who knows if that was wise or not. The argument that I had, it was a Westin, come to think of it. It was a chain hotel. They sneak some of these fees in there. And where pets are concerned, they could certainly sneak it in there. And it's wrong to charge you a per day fee if it's a cleaning fee or if it's a damage fee or a potential damage fee. You don't know until you leave. You know,
that's it. And you've already spent it by then. You know, they've got your credit card, you know. So
what are you going to do?
Tough.
Have a big, big argument? So, yeah, I think any fee related to having your dog there, what is that fee? Could you send me an email? I'd like to have it in writing. Yeah, and then, of course, with travel, they often do, as you pointed out, time passes and the rules change. And the fine print when you make a reservation, whether it's for a hotel or probably even a cruise or an airline, is the conditions are subject to change.
That's right. Reservation.
Yep.
Subject to change.
So don't be expecting it to be what you had thought or what we told you, because we're allowed to change it. So I would say that reconfirm that information before you depart home.
Definitely shortly before you leave home, you know, and go ahead and reconfirm your dog's size, especially if you do have a pit bull or a dog that could be mistaken for a pit bull. You know, I think it's a damn shame.
You know, we have to just say our personal opinion. It's a damn shame.
It is because we are all individuals. Ourselves and our dogs are individuals, you know, so you cannot make a blanket statement about a dog's behavior based on his breed. And I recently wrote an article about a hotel that we were going to book, and they had that restriction, no Dobermans, no Rottweilers, no bulldogs. And our Tiki is actually, we had her DNA tested. She is part Doberman, part bulldog, part poodle, part Chelsea. And I think, you know, the hotel would never have known the difference. They would have looked at her. They would not have known that.
Right.
But, you know, I feel like we speak with our purchases. You know, we should yes. not support those policies. So we
That's
went to
right.
another hotel, had a great time.
And by the way, honestly, how many people with Dobies and Pitties, how many of them really go to hotels? I mean, maybe there are, but it seems to me be a very rare case. And a small dog, which we've discussed before, can be a biter. I mean,
very
small
well.
Dogs can feel very vulnerable, whether they're small on the floor, they're in a crowded entry hall, they're in a crowded elevator, or they're up in someone's arms where they feel trapped, really, even as their owner, they feel trapped, they can't get away. Those dogs can snap and bite.
That's
crazy.
Right.
And pit bulls don't go around biting people, far from it. I mean, everyone who lives with one knows they don't. Can pit bulls have a prey drive and go after cats? Yeah, but so can Weimaraners.
So can just about any dog.
Yeah, but they're no danger to people. I mean, in any kind of a generalized way, and Dobermans certainly aren't.
No.
Dobermans are like, you know, one-man dogs that are, they follow rules. They're very obedient. They're really actually easy to train. I mean, well, anyway, yes. So we're going to try to not give support to those hotels. Although, of course, all the people with Yorkshire Terriers think it's not my problem. You know, I like
but
the little
bit. But I think
bed.
It's all of our problem because we all love dogs, and next it could be another breed, you know.
That's right. That's what they say. That's
right. Dominoes, so.
Yeah, I mean, the city of Denver, you can't have a pit bull in the city. You can't even drive through the city with one in your car.
And that's a whole other subject for another show because people
yeah, that,
do that, that
right.
research on the breed-specific mm-hmm. legislation before they get in the car.
Yeah, definitely. We're going to go to a break. When we get back, we have another hotel question, which is great because it fits into the posh travel topic. But if you're out there with a question or a thought about any of these breed restrictions in hotels or size restrictions, give us a call, 888-627-6008. We'll be right back. Support for this show comes from VaxaCheck. Are you worried about the harmful side effects of over-vaccinating your dog? But is your vet worried whether your dog still has protection from previous vaccinations? VaxaCheck is a new blood titer test done right in your vet's office that shows whether your dog has immunity to the deadly core diseases and needs revaccination or not. VaxaCheck should be used on puppies to confirm whether their puppy shots really worked. Shelters should use VaxaCheck on new arrivals to separate healthy dogs from unprotected ones. VaxaCheck, for your dog's safety and your peace of mind. And VaxaCheck for cats is coming soon. This show is brought to you by Halo Holistic Natural Dog and Cat Foods, which are made from real ingredients you can recognize. Read the ingredients on the label of your own dry dog food. Can you identify what's in there? Halo uses real meat in their kibble, no rendered byproducts, chicken meal, or chemicals. The company emphasizes giving back by making donations to shelters through freekibble.com because Halo believes less fortunate felines and canines deserve great nutrition, too. Halo is a private company, partly owned by Ellen DeGeneres, where they are genuinely dedicated to keeping your pet happy and healthy, inside and out. Precious Cat Litter is privately owned by Dr. Elsie, a feline-only veterinarian whose litters are designed to appeal to kitties and protect their health. His renowned Catatrack litter has a blend of herbs which entice cats into the litter box. Respiratory Relief Litter is low dust for pussy cats with asthma, which makes it healthy for people and other pets in the family, too. And there are special litters for long-haired and senior cats as well. Precious Cat donates litter to shelters and rescues across the country. We are back. This is Dog Travel Experts and the great expert Paris from DogTipper.com. He's going to answer this question from Emily. It actually touches on something you've talked about in the past, Paris. My dog, a two-year-old dachshund, has never spent the night away from home, but I would like to take him on a weekend trip with me this summer. How can I make sure he'll be happy in the hotel room at night? Now, does she mean with her in the hotel room, do you think, or leave him in the hotel room and she's going out?
I hope she means with her because I think that is an issue. You know, a lot of mm-hmm. hotels will not allow you to leave your dog unattended in the room, even if your dog is crated. You know, they
even
don't,
if crated because they think that they
crated.
Might bark and bark and
That's
bark
right.
and
disturb other people. So I think definitely if she's new, if her dog is new to hotel travel, she needs to be in the room with the dog, you know, mm-hmm.
And
know,
then there's
the
something you
later.
Said a while ago, which I thought was great. is if you can't take your dog's dog bed with you, although it's really a good idea to do it, take maybe the dog bed cover, something that smells like home. If you have other dogs at home, it has the smell of them on it, something that makes them feel really like a Linus blanket, right?
That's right. I mean, take something. If nothing else, take your dirty clothes at the end of the day when you change into your nightgown and let your dog sleep on your clothes. They'll love it. It smells like you. You're not packing anything extra, you know.
I like that idea, yeah. And then you just have to shake out a little bit of extra dog hair when you get home.
It'll make them feel secure.
Now, the other thing we really should mention, because we haven't thought of it, is the Adaptyl spray and diffuser. Now, those are the pheromones that happen to be one of the sponsors of the network, but it really is valuable to use in a new environment, whether you're adopting or a new dog or even buying a new puppy. The Adaptyl diffuser could plug right in the wall in the hotel room, and you could spray on some – maybe they give you a dog bed in a – the fancy places, you could spray it with Adaptyl. And that odor, which isn't technically an odor, their brain perceives these chemicals. It reminds them of the odor, which isn't the right word, when they were suckling from their mother. That's what it's a chemical synthetic version of. So it gives great peace and comfort mentally to a dog. So certainly taking an Adaptyl diffuser and spray with you is great. I mean, really helps the dog make the transition. Let me give you guys that number again, 888-627-6008, and we have a call from Missy. Missy, welcome to Dog Travel Experts.
Hi, everybody. Thank you.
It's a pleasure. What can we help you with?
Well, I am a good friend of Paris's, and her
is
dog,
this Missy Johnson?
And Ivy are very good friends of mine. Yeah,
oh, me.
I thought I recognized your voice. Missy is a great artist. She's from the Dogs for the Paws art project. She's in. You're in Charleston, South Carolina, right?
Yes, ma'am. Charleston, South Carolina.
Oh,
such a
neat.
Beautiful area. So.
Well, I did call to say hi and congratulations on the show.
We're so happy
you
did that. Talk a little bit about your art, Missy. Everybody wants to know about dog art.
Oh, well, I have a pet art site that I run called Dogs for the Paws, and I basically raise awareness and try to raise some funds for dogs through the use of pet-themed artwork. And
wow.
Dogs for the Paws was just awarded a National Blog Award by Blog Paws and Pet 360 as Best Blog Design this year.
Oh, my God. That's
very
a
excited.
Huge compliment. There were 500 people there. That's a big, big honor, Missy. Congratulations.
Well, I'm a big fan of Dog Tippers as well, and I was excited for Paris on the new show, and I just wanted to call and say, hey, from Charleston. And
so cool. Well, Missy,
we're a big pet loving fan.
Oh, that's
we
so
take
neat.
Your dogs. You take your dogs to the beach a lot, right, Missy?
We do. We have three basset hounds, Lake, Gun, and Schooner. They have a Facebook page as well, Paris Knows, Rough Dog Play. And they're quite the rock stars of Charleston. And we hit all the local parks, beaches, hotels, yappy hours. A lot of Charleston is very open and outside, eating on the streets and things. So it's the ultimate dog-friendly community.
Oh,
at least we take pride in that.
That sounds so cool.
Paris and I were talking about the beach last time we visited in February, and yes, going to the beach is a huge part of our, you know, weekly activity here in Charleston since we can pretty much go year-round.
Oh, that's great. Nick, you know, Missy, the last show, Tracy and I were talking about different beach rules around the country because some of the northern beaches, you have to have the dogs on the beach early in the morning but not during the peak of the day. Do y'all have any rules like that?
Number one rule, we have three main beaches. Folly Beach is also known as the Edge of America. they're kind of a free-for-all. The only rule they have at Folly is no dogs after 10 o'clock in the morning until 6 at night during the summer hours.
Okay, that same
and
kind
then
of rule.
Similar, yep.
Right, and then our other two beaches, Sullivan's Island and the Isle of Palms, both same rules, you know, basically no dogs after 10 in the morning and until after 6 at night. Sullivan's Island has a weird thing that they do. They require a tag. a special beach permit tag that your dog has to have to have access to the beach.
That's good to know.
It's kind of
That's really funny.
It's kind of a pain because it's $25 a dog every year.
Well, what if you're vacationing there? Can you get one?
Ma'am?
How about if you're just a vacationer? Can you get a tag or do you have to live there?
Well, let me tell you, I know you're a national show, but everybody knows Richard Petty. He and his wife, Penny Petty, they have a house on Sullivan's Island. And she did not buy the dog tags, and she has 6 dogs. She's been fined numerous times, $1,000 a dog.
Oh, my goodness.
Not having that tag. Yeah, but, you know, to her, she doesn't really care, but she's written about it to the letter to the editor in the paper, and Sullivan's Island just wants to generate funds, and they do have a lot of off-leash activities that the dogs can do, you know, before that 10 o'clock thing and after that 6 o'clock hour. But they need to generate funds as well. And, of course, not everybody picks up after their dogs.
I knew you were going to say that, Missy. You know, it costs money to have that stand that has the poop bags. Like in the Hamptons, there isn't a permit for the dogs. If you drive on the beach, which I still think is the most idiotic thing in the world, but if you drive on the beach, you have to have a beach driving permit. So I think it's kind of hilarious you have to have a dog permit for the beach. But it makes sense because someone has to do the cleanup and someone has to supply those bags and the garbage can that you put them in. And if there's activities
to do, that's really cool too. So we have to be responsible. Some of us aren't.
Well, that's very funny. Well, it's very nice of her to give them $6,000 because she could have just given them $150.
Well, I'm just doing some quick math. Long time with the city. I know. Isn't that funny? But I think she just was trying to make a point that a lot of us were disappointed, but we understand why. You know, I myself have not gone and done the $25 because where I live, we have other areas, and I still have 2 beaches I can go to that don't require tags. So my boys get plenty of beach time in, and, you know, we don't worry too much about it. But
well, if you want to put it in perspective, Missy, I have 3 dogs as well. I would so happily pay $75 if I lived in a place as amazing as where you live, that there were beaches that were dog friendly and had activities. And oh my God, you live in like you said, a dog paradise. It sounds divine. Could we ask you as dogs for a pause? Could you become a special friend of dog travel experts? We'd love to have the loveliness of your designs right on our page on the website. We'd love it.
Oh, thank you. I would be honored, and I'll share whatever you tell me to do, and I would love that. And Dogs for the Paws appreciates it very much.
That'd be great. And then Paris, maybe we could. And maybe Paris and I could do a little as the show grows and as time goes on, a little contest. If there's one that you're going to run, it would be a way to raise some more awareness and money for what you're doing. So. I don't have your email address, but I bet Paris does. So
I have it because Irie and Tiki were members of Dogs for the Paws. They were two of the many shelter dogs that Missy drew.
They're part of our original family. That's right.
When we got started,
that's how I met. That's where Dogs for the Paws had its national debut was on Dog Tipper with Paris and John and Irie
God.
And Tiki.
I'm sitting here with 2 celebrities. I love
Go
that.
Way back.
Well, we would love to have you as a special
over
friend.
There.
We'd love to have
Absolutely.
You as a special
Thank
friend
you.
And support what you're doing and also to have a few little tiny examples of your beautiful design and artwork. That would just absolutely liven up our world and our life. And we love that you called. And I have to say, here's another beautiful place in America I didn't realize was so special, Charleston, South Carolina. I mean, I knew it was very cultural, but it turns out you should really be there if you have dogs. We would also love a picture.
Everything.
If you can send us a picture of your 3 Bassets, that would be something really fun we'd like to get up on the website,
Paris knows I have a perfect one that I will send, and I'll just send it to Paris.
Yes,
send it to me.
Paris? Yes. Absolutely.
Okay.
We're thrilled to hear from you,
bless.
And we're very proud of your award. I'm sure it was very well deserved, but it's a great honor, and you had a lot of competition,
you.
So you got to feel real good about
ma'am.
That.
Well, congratulations on all the success that you're having with your radio network and your show. I'm really proud of y'all.
That's really lovely of you to say. Tell all your friends. Maybe I'll get your mailing address, Missy, and in addition to an extra large box of Whole Life Pet freeze-dried treats, because you have three dogs, so you need an extra big one, maybe we'll send you some of the cards for our show, and you can put them in some of the dog-friendly places in Charleston. That'd be great. Then we'd get Charleston
Absolutely.
As, like, our main listening city. That'd be really cool.
Absolutely, and Dogs for the Paws is really, like, the only somewhat national group running right here at Home Base Charleston. So we're really proud of it, but glad to help our friends anytime.
Terrific.
And whenever
We'd
you
love
need
it.
A beach and surf, whenever you need a beach and surf report on the East Coast, give me a hard ride.
Yeah, make everybody drool with envy. I think it's terrific. Enjoy every minute of it and have a great, safe, cool summer. Take care. That was a really nice call. We'll be right back after this last little quick break. If you have any comments or questions, you know where to find us, 888-627-6008. We'll be right back. This show is brought to you by Vectra 3D for Dogs, a safe and effective topical anti-tick and flea treatment that you put on your dog's skin once a month to repel parasites with the newest technology. Vectra 3D creates a shield on your dog's skin that repels ticks and kills them fast and reliably for the entire month, while being safe for the people in your family. Older products do not last the full 30 days and only kill ticks that bite your dog, which can actually transmit the many tick-borne diseases. Vectra for cats and dogs who live where there are no ticks is the anti-flea topical treatment that kills all three life cycles of the flea. Vectra is only available from practicing veterinarians. To learn more and find out how your own vet can get the Vectra products, go to RadioPetLady.com. Support for this show comes from The Honest Kitchen, a family-owned company that makes dehydrated pet foods from 100% human-grade ingredients. Lucy at The Honest Kitchen knows that the least processed foods are the most nutritious and developed her unique foods based on this principle. The Honest Kitchen's all-natural, clean, safe products can assist dogs and cats with chronic health issues like itchy skin, ear infections, and digestive problems, which are often linked to a diet of poor quality or highly processed ingredients. Just add water to the dry mix to create a fresh, warm, healthy meal for your cat or dog. Go to RadioPetLady.com to call The Honest Kitchen for a free consultation about which recipe is right for your pet and to get free samples. They also have a special for our listeners. If you are a first-time buyer from The Honest Kitchen, you go online, you buy one of their really cool products, which are so amazing, especially the goat's milk probiotic called ProBloom. Put Dog Talk 5 in the code box, and you get $5 off. So who doesn't love a bargain? So here's a question, Paris, from Amy. What special information should I put on my dog's ID tag for our vacation? Good question. The first thing you should do is take off your home ID tag. Remove it.
You know, that's such a good question because there's no one at your home when you're traveling, most likely, you know. So that home number is probably not going to do you a lot of good. I mean, yes, they'll get your voicemail, but you don't want to have to be calling for your voicemail if your dog should be lost on vacation. So I really recommend putting your cell numbers on a new tag, you know,
yes.
And you might have multiple tags, you know, you don't have to be restricted
right.
to just one tag. So
that's
if you're
right.
in love with it, your day-to-day tag, leave that and add another one. That's what we did mm-hmm. with our dogs. Whenever we travel, we add another one. We add a tag with both our cell numbers and John's name. Now, I don't put our dog's name on our dog tags, and I know many people don't
I've
do that.
I've heard of that. Yeah, is that because the theory that if they go eerie, she'll come if they knew her name and she would let them steal her?
That's it. You know, that it is – I think there's been studies that dogs are less likely to be returned to their owner if the – person who found the dog has the dog's name.
Oh, wow.
Because they can be controlled more easily, you know, with that name.
And to an outsider, it looks like that could be their dog, an outsider meaning a cop or I don't know, not that a cop would necessarily be involved, but you would appear to, if you dog nap, let's say you tied your dog outside a store. People do that in New York all the time. It amazes me.
My goodness. They tie
the dog up and they've gone inside just for a quote unquote minute. And this can happen when you're traveling too. And nothing's just a minute. Everything takes a bunch of minutes. So if someone were to take your dog and see on the tag that his name was Erie, then you could go Erie, and then nobody would be the least bit surprised that you know, you knew your dog's name and your dog knew his name, right?
That's right. You appear to have control of the dog.
Yes.
You know? And so, you know, I know some people do put their dog's name on their tag, but we don't, you know. for either dog. Now, a lot of people are going with the more high-tech QR tags, you know, which have a QR code.
That's what
on
I was
going
to ask you, if you think that that's something that the general public understands.
Personally, I think both are a good idea. Now, some of the QR tags, now you're able to engrave the back of them with traditional information, just like a regular tag.
Explain about the QR tag. Paris, explain to people who don't know what that means and how it works.
Now, everybody has seen the QR codes, but probably not on a tag. They're the little squares that look like little squiggles and things, just a little postage stamp square. You would take your smartphone with an app on your smartphone, hold it over the tag, and just, you know, it will scan it and read it. And that, you know, they're used for all types of things. Some people use them to take you to a particular URL on the web, you know, so it may take you to.
Or you'll see it in a book review. It'll say, scan here to read a few chapters.
Right. So,
or the bottom of an ad for makeup, there'll be that little tiny square on the bottom that says, go here, and I don't know, they show you how to put on the makeup or tell you where to buy it, or I don't know what they do because I don't do that. But those things are everywhere.
That's right. But now the way they work with the dog tags is you will scan it, and then you will go to your record. So there's your record. It's got lots of information, or potentially lots of information, however much you want to add. You can put multiple phone numbers. So you've got your cell number, your veterinarian's cell number, your neighbor's number, you know, all kinds of numbers. Maybe the hotels you're staying along the route, you know, all kinds of things. If your dog has medical needs, you know, if there's any kind of medication he's on, if he needs certain veterinary care, you can put all of that information in the record, and it can be changed as often as you'd like.
Wow.
So it's a lot easier to change up, you know, compared to a traditional engraved tag.
So you have this QR code tag, and before you go away, you can type in that you obviously would take away your home address, maybe even in your own veterinarian's name and address, because what good is – well, I don't know. Maybe it should be on there. Maybe that vet could tell another vet some vital information.
I think – yes, I would go ahead and leave what I already had on there, but just supplement it with your travel information, whether that's hotel or cell phone, you know, things like that.
And so then the person who scans it with their smartphone can see all that information. But what if someone – is a person without a smartphone or an older person who isn't into high tech, then the back of the tag would only have your home information. So you'd need to have the traveling tag.
You know, the back of it, of course, so many people now, they don't have a landline. They have their cell number that they use all the time. So, you know, that might be what you want on your every day-to-day tag, you know, is that cell number rather than a home number. Now, like for our dogs, what we do is we have a second tag we add on them. We have one of those quick change things so we can put the tag on and off very easily. And
I'd like to know about that quick change because I've broken more fingernails with the split ring or like squished my fingers with pliers and needle nose trying to squeeze the other one, the S ring shut. God,
yes.
And so
I just can't
annoying.
Do that. I just can't do it.
So
and
I
our
can't.
Dog,
so what do you do? I want to get what you have.
Yes, we order these and you just push in a little thing. It's similar to kind of like a lobster claw thing on a
necklace. Yeah. Well, where do you get them?
I just order them off Amazon. I think they were.
What is it called? Under what department, kind of?
I believe I looked for like quick change dog tag.
Yeah.
And it's a ring, and then you can put as many, like your rabies tag.
I love it. I'm getting one of these.
And then what I like is that I like to change collars frequently. You know, our dogs.
I have a lot of nice collars, and I never change them because putting the tags on is a nightmare. Now I really have nice bunches of collars, and it's too annoying to try and change the tag.
You've changed my life
tonight.
Boom, boom, boom. You just change them as often as you like. When you take your dog swimming, you put a waterproof collar on. Back in the car, you put a different one on. You're good to go.
That's really cool. You
can have multiple tags, you know.
So the most important thing to have on the ID tag is your cell phone number. And then if you have access to the high tech, then the names of the person you're staying with or the hotel you're staying with. So there's an actual address involved. Because sometimes somebody will find a dog and they might have just like gotten loose very shortly ago. And maybe where you're staying is just a block away.
Exactly. Maybe they're just around the corner, but there you are, a state away with your phone number, and they're thinking, yeah. God, how did this dog get here? You know, well, you're right around the corner. So, you know, if your hotel, because, you know, I was telling you when we were down on the coast last month, our hotel, the Laughing Horse Lodge, had a special dog tag they gave us
that
for free.
That was amazing.
But you could
that
do the
was
same
so smart.
Thing. You know, you could do the same thing. You can go and get a tag for $2, you know, before you leave and have that. If you know you're going to be a week at a hotel, make one up, you know.
Yeah, it's a great investment. And some places have a lot of pet stores now have a way to engrave right there.
Exactly.
On a metal
Even
tag.
Our Walmart store has got one. You just a few
really?
Dollars got one, yes.
Wow.
Yeah, self-service machine. So
no
it's
kidding. Mm-hmm. So people can use that for anything to also go on their luggage or their cooler or something. It's not just made for dogs, right?
Right. Not just dogs. And also you want to think, you know, if your dog does have special medical needs, maybe they're, you know, if you have a diabetic dog, an epileptic dog, make a special alert that you put on a tag. Put that information on a tag, just like a human would have a medical
Good
alert.
Idea. With that have medical that. Symbol on it. So people know what that means, the medical
That's
symbol.
Right. Right.
So and the that more, I know you can get made at Amazon. You just go for a medical alert tag and you just get a human one made and have it say what it needs to say on the back. Because if a dog's on seizure medication and your dog somehow isn't with you and seizes and someone sees a medical tag, even if they don't have time to read it, they'll go, oh, this might be the medical condition.
Exactly. It's such a universal symbol they will recognize.
Yes. That's a really good idea. All right. So here we have a question from Jim. Now, forgive me. This question sounds a little bit obvious, but maybe I'm missing something. How can I know if a patio restaurant is dog friendly? Well, my answer would be, Jim, just ask them.
That is the only way you're going to know. Because, you know, you just can't assume even in a dog friendly city that just because there's a patio and it's outdoors that it's dog friendly. Because that's definitely not the case. You know, you want to ask, is it dog friendly? And you know, a quick call. I prefer calling a place before I go over so it's not as awkward. You
yes.
know, call
yes.
ahead of time.
Yeah. Never a mistake to be prepared.
Yes.
That's interesting, the part about not putting the dog's name on the tag. I've always put just maybe my last name, but, you know, that's irrelevant too. All that matters is a phone number or if you can fit on two, like if you're at home and cell. And then the address. I just think the address is sometimes important. Someone has your dog. Maybe they don't have a way to call you or there's no cell signal. But if the address is there, some really good-hearted people will drive the dog to that address.
Definitely.
So I guess not having the name is good. On one of my dogs on Scooby-Doo, I had gotten plastic hanging dog tags for the mini donkeys when we first got them. They were a giant nylon expandable clip-on dog collar as they're around their neck because they're so small that the biggest dog one fits them. So I had a hanging tag on it. Well, the tags came off after three rolls. Donkeys roll a lot. It's like one of their favorite pastimes. So I had this tag and it said Lisa because the mini donkeys are Mona and Lisa, mother and daughter. So poor Scooby-Doo, my husband thinks he's going to get a complex. His tag says Lisa. So it's with the right telephone number and the right address. So it's certainly true that if anybody were to try to steal Scooby-Doo, which with all of his crookedy legs and arthritis, it's highly unlikely that he'd be a target. But they're not going to get very far calling him Lisa. So that much I'm sure of. We have only a minute or so left, but another couple of comments about blog paws. Is it something that folks that are our listeners might want to learn a little bit more about? Do they go to blogpaws.com and will they learn about Missy's award and maybe see pictures of you and stuff like that?
They will. You know, it's a large conference. It's held every year. Next year, it's going to be at Lake Las Vegas.
Where's Lake Las Vegas?
Outside of Las Vegas. It's about, I'd say about half hour at least outside of Las Vegas. So much quieter environment than the Strip.
Yeah.
So that
makes
sense.
Most anything's quieter than the Strip.
Isn't that the truth? So
yeah.
That's very neat. But this year, it was in Virginia. And so it primarily attracts pet bloggers, pet writers, people who are very active on social media related to pets, whether that's their own blog or they're just trying to help get animals adopted. So
it
was very interesting.
And all of them got a card in their giftie bag, in their swag bag, telling them about Radio Pet Lady Network. So if any of you guys that went to Blog Paws are listening, we're really pleased that you are, because that's how we find new listeners and new callers, is getting the word out. Paris, another great hour. Love being with you. Love all of our new special friends. It feels so good.
Thank you
all for listening. Have a great night. Stay tuned in 5 minutes for the Expert Vet with Dr. Donna. Such important things you'll learn there. Take care, Paris. Talk to you next week.
Bye-bye.